How to be saved. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows: after his mother Mary was betrothed, engaged, to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Matthew 1 verse 18 to 23. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated, God with us. John 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 1 verse 29. The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him, and said, Behold! The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. In Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Salvation is a free gift to you from God. You cannot earn or deserve it. Ephesians 2 verse 8 to 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. In order to be saved from sin, you must admit that you have sinned against God. You have broken his laws. You have done wrong in his sight and you need God's forgiveness. Romans 3 verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Salvation and the forgiveness of sin come by the death of Jesus Christ. Romans 6 verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Galatians 3 verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Colossians 1 verse 19 to 20. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. We must repent. We must be truly sorry for our sins and tell God we are. Matthew 3 verse 2. In those days John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent means to be sorry for what you have done, to change your ways and to turn around from your evil ways. We must come as a humble child to God, not proud and arrogant. James 4 verse 10. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Mark 1 verse 14 to 15. Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand, repent, and believe the gospel. We must believe in God, his Son Jesus Christ, and in the power of his forgiveness. Apostle Paul and Silas were put in prison for preaching about Jesus. Acts 16 verse 25 to 28. But at midnight Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, Do yourself no harm, for we are all here. Acts 16 verse 29 to 31. Then, the prison guard, he called for a light, and sprang in, and came trembling, and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out, and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. Acts 4 verse 10 to 12. Then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. There are five very simple steps to take to receive forgiveness. Step 1. Acknowledge you are a sinner. Step 2. Believe that Jesus died for your sins. Step 3. Believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. Step 4. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Step 5. Forgive anyone that has wronged you. Matthew 6 verse 14 to 15 says, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you don't forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." How to accept Jesus as your Savior? Are you ready to have your sins forgiven and to become a child of God? Pray with me. Heavenly Father, I know that I am a sinner, and you sent your Son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for me. So Heavenly Father, I ask for your forgiveness from all my sins. I believe that Jesus died for my sins and rose again from the dead. And he is seated at your right hand, having all power and authority in heaven, in the earth and under the earth. I repent, Lord Jesus, I turn from my sins and invite you to come and be Lord of my life. I want to trust and follow you all the days of my life as my Lord, Savior, and God. Father, I forgive all who have done me wrong in Jesus' name. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that I am now a child of God. I am born again, I am a new creation in Christ Jesus, and now you live in me by your Holy Spirit. Father, I bless and praise your name through your Son Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah, 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 amen. If you have prayed this prayer, please contact us and let us know. You can reach us at joyofsalvationministries.org.uk. That's joyofsalvationministries.org.uk. Thank you and God bless you. From Minister Owen.